Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Trophy Room After Show. I am your host, Joseph, and we're doing it a little bit differently because when I mean we, I mean me. Kyle and I recorded a post-show, and during said post-show, it was announced that Pedro Pascal was going to be, I mean, you've watched the show, but he's going to be Joel from The Last of Us. And, you know, that was like in the middle of the show. And when I edited it, because I'm such a control freak, the post-show is then like only 8-ish minutes long, and it's very disjointed because I did so much editing to put that section into the show. So I was like, well, this is incoherent. This doesn't make much sense at all. So I might as well just record a little ditty for you guys and gals here, or people here, and really say a few things I feel like in this moment mean a lot to me. It is currently 1:30 in the morning. Everybody's asleep in my house. I'm seemingly wide awake for several reasons, and I'm like an emotional roller coaster right now. So let's first talk about the camera-sized elephant in the room. Thank you all so much. I know you guys can't see it, but when I say that we look amazing right now, I look amazing right now, it's no understatement. You all got us here. Like, without you, none of this is possible. Like, the mic I'm speaking to you right now in, that's not possible without you. The video version, when you see our future content as well, that's not possible without you. The lighting is impossible without you. The software I use to edit. This show has become a culmination of things you made. You've helped us make this. Look, I may not be the best at this whole Patreon thing. You know, this is a two-man organization. We try our best. But I think the one thing we exceed at the Patreon is showing you that we put hard work into this. We show you that we're improving. We're not going out there saving up for Lambos. We are always thinking about putting everything into production first. We saved hundreds of dollars over the course of 5 or 4 months, saving up for the things that you see right here today. You know, we're a small group, but I feel like we make the Patreon count. And I saw one of y'all were just like, hey, I'm sorry, my payment screwed up. And I'm like, don't. It's totally fine. The fact that y'all donated anything is amazing. Past, future, present, just got back on the bandwagon with us. When we say every dollar helps, it really does. Even the thought means so much. So, bog out. Thank you so very much. That said, I saved this for the post show with Kyle. I let him know we do a bad job at one thing: celebrating anniversaries and accomplishments. So I think we did a good job with celebrating that she now follows us on Twitter. How crazy is that? Did not think in less than like 30 minutes that would actually I didn't think at all. I was just like, let's have a little fun tonight. Let's roll the dice. And it happened. But the one thing that we don't do a good job on, honest to goodness, is celebrating anniversaries. Like, this has been 3 years since we've been doing this. We're actually almost like, if not a month late at this point. Our anniversary of the show, The Trophy Room, started January 10th, the last time I could recall, 2018, sorry. That's when Kyle joined. That's why, you know, that's how we got the name The Trophy Room. And we've been learning each other. We've grown as friends, you know, from just, you know, strangers on the internet to someone that I can't picture my life without. It's crazy. And again, it's all because of you. You know, if y'all didn't watch, if y'all didn't tune in, we probably forget about it. We lose the passion. We go our separate ways. But now I just, it's not possible. And with that, look, I know we also grown very large, at least to me, very large in the last few months. And we oftentimes get things like, hey, Joe, you know, I oftentimes agree with you, but could you maybe lay off a little bit of the real world stuff every now and again? And I totally get it. Like, no harm, no foul. I get it because, look, I see the state of the world. It's craziness out there. And I kind of want to shut my head off, you know, from it as well. So I get it. And you come to us for PlayStation. Not how I think about Trump's impeachment trial. I get it, dude. So, you know, we often, though, feel like sometimes there's things we can't turn away from. Or some things we just can't ignore. Like, I can't ignore, you know, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, right? Like, I can't ignore Black Lives Matter because they do. And it's an epidemic onto itself. And it's something I feel compelled to speak up against. If I have a platform, I have to say it. If I see injustice, I have to say it. I have a lot of gay friends, and trans friends, and I feel compelled to say trans lives matter, gay lives matter. You know, I feel like all lives won't matter until those things, those people, no matter the color nor creed, matter. You know, again, 1:30 in the morning, maybe I'm not choosing the best words. I don't know. You tell me. I just feel like we have to be there for each other. And when we grow, oftentimes we get a little wheat in the chaff type of thing. You know, I got to make sure we're growing smart. We're not growing fast. And I say here right now, if you're a patron, you probably get it. But gay lives matter, trans lives matter, Black lives matter. Those things we'll never shy away from. Never. Because I love those people. They're family to me. And so if I see something sexist, misogynistic, you know, racist, you know, transphobic, whatever, hurtful, that's not this community. That doesn't belong here. And let me know. I want everybody, the mission here is I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, don't care about it, any of it. I just want to build a community where you feel comfortable in. And if there is someone, something out there that you're not comfortable with, you let me know. Even if it's me, if I say something that, I know I think I've said this prior, but like, if I say a joke and you're like, ooh, Joe, I don't think you should have said that anybody that doesn't eat Cool Ranch Doritos deserves to, I don't know, be shout out via catapult into space. Let me know. And we talk about that. Because I feel like on the internet, we often lose the discussion part of it. We often get onto the pedestals or we start trying to do some fighting words. And that's not what I'm about. You know, I'm always into giving people the benefit of the doubt, which means you say your piece. I try to understand it. Try to rationalize it. I say mine. I hope you do the same. We hope that we could reach a common consensus. And if we can't, we just have to go our separate ways. That's what I'm all about. And if we can, if we could see our differences, we could start building those bridges. We build the best fucking community on the internet. Pardon my gosh dang French. But that's what it is. That's what I believe in. Simple as that. And again, if you're a patron, you get it. You know, I feel like you get it the most. And I thank you so much for that. This community means everything to me. So I am actively trying, thinking of ways that I can improve this community, but also improve as a person. Like, you know, the news, Kyle alluded to it on the show, was, you know, Gina Carano said some transphobic shit in the past, alluded to her anti-masker ways, as like, or her ideal set as trying to compare herself to, Jews during the Holocaust. File. Just why would you even? That's no. Like, duh. And she's done some other very problematic things. And, you know, Star Wars belongs to me. It holds a special place in my heart. And I see that Star Wars belongs to all of us because it really, we don't, you know, we don't own it, right? Not one sole person. It's an us thing. And so when I see someone say things like that and see her play a character that is totally against all the things that she says, the rebellion's always about inclusion. It is about us. That's why I'm always about, it's about us. It's not about me. It's about we. And when I see that, it's just, why would you? Why would? And so we got a little justice when she was fired. She was let go, no longer part of Lucasfilm, which is great to me. It's fantastic. Should be grateful to anybody. Because not only did she say awful transphobic shit compared again to herself to Jews in the Holocaust, she also went on a podcast. I've never heard of it. I'm not going to say them. Don't pick me up. After this, I hope they're all out of my memory. That bullied, I'm not kidding you, joked about survivors from the Parkland shooting. Like, this is the type of person that is essentially on a kid's show, The Mandalorian, which we often don't think about because it transcends, because we're all giant kids who are watching that show. And she's being an awful person behind the scenes. It's not right. I really wish if you found out I was doing that, I really hope you would unsubscribe. I really hope you would give us a one star and all that. If you found out that I was that type of human off this, gross. And when I saw someone like defending it, I saw their bio just being awful in general. And it was a key/attack helicopter in their bio. And I've never been the one to go, oh, I'm he, him on Twitter, because I never thought the need. I never felt compelled. I always feel like maybe you are kind of virtue signaling type of thing. And I don't know why I thought that, because I immediately saw that. I was like, oh, that's why this is important. That's why I'm doing this. Okay. I'm sorry. I was dumb. And I put my little he, him on my bio, and I understand it now. It's about making people comfortable, right? Because, like, I know trans folks misgendered all the time, whether it's we're talking on the mic and, you know, you may sound feminine when you're not, or masculine when you're not. And it hurts in the soul, or when you're mistaken as a dead gender, dead name, whatever, and it hurts you. So why not try to make people comfortable? Why not try to make people feel it's okay to be me? If I could make someone, if I could signal to someone, hey, I'm one of the good guys, right? Like, if I can signal to someone, hey, it's okay to be you in front of me, it's great. You know, and I may be getting lost track here, but, you know, there are still things that I don't get. There's still things that I don't understand. Like, personally, I don't understand they, them. My brain tries to comprehend it, and I still can't get it yet. The dots haven't connected, but just because I don't understand something, because I can't put myself in that person's perspective, it doesn't make them less, like, right or wrong. It just means, okay, you want to be called they, them? Cool. I'm going to try my best. Until I learn, until I craft it before, you know, until I get what you want to be called, right? That's perfectly fine, you know, because I've never had to think about it. It doesn't inconvenience me that I have to start thinking about it now. I always think of it as a learning experience. So I know that was a very long rant by going to say, hey, everybody's welcomed here. Again, don't care your race, religion, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender, whatever I missed, if I've missed anything. I don't care, as long as you want to talk games You want to escape along with me? I'm always here to lend an open ear, and I'm telling you this right here, right now. Kyle is always willing to do the same. Kyle is one of the best listeners out there. He is a fantastic soul, and it's made me better on my journey here. So we're here for each other. It may not be the fastest response, but we'll sit here and we'll hear you out. Because I know sometimes some people just want to be heard. So I love you guys. Pedro Pascal is Joel, and he looks at me. It's dope. It's dope. This is what it feels like. Gang, like, just to go, just this is the end point, because I wanted to, how much time we got? Okay, it's 15? I feel like this is good. I feel like I could go a little long of a tooth and you wouldn't mind. All the time, when I was watching a character on screen, like, if you went up to me and you're like, who's your favorite MCU character? I'd be like, oh, I like them all. And I couldn't really name, I was like, I guess Steve, you know, like, I guess Tony, long pregnant pause because I was fighting a yawn. Like, you know, I guess the Hulk, I don't fucking know. Because as a kid, when you're watching some white dude, like a Luke Skywalker, being the hero, I never did put up the equation of, oh, that's me. Right, like, oh, I could relate to that character. I was always like sitting outside in going, oh, this guy's fucking cool. But like, I didn't think that could be me in that sense. My brother could. My brother's like white hair, blue eyes, white hair, Jesus, blonde hair, blue eyes. That's my guy. It's Luke Skywalker. I see myself in him. Some people need help seeing themselves in their characters, and especially people of color. And yeah, look, I'm very pale skin. I'm tan enough type of deal, at least where I live, to be looked at and go, oh, you're a little different. I don't know, but I'm about to find out. Sicilian? Because I'm in the Italian community. I'm like, nah. They're like, huh? But, you know, as a person that, you know, I never really fit in with the white crowd, or even people with darker pigment than I, even my family looked at me like, oh, you guys are really like the only white ones here. I'm like, oh, that's weird. It's a strange feeling of like growing up, not having that superhero or that character, having to relate to, you know, those masked vigilantes. And then not really realizing until your mid 20s, they're like, Oh, I felt it with Miles, you know, or I saw the importance because of the absence when I saw Ray lift that lightsaber, right? Oh my God, that's amazing. Women have their Luke Skywalker moment. Like, that's awesome. You know, even seeing all these badass females, like seeing the Captain Marvel and like she's not overtly sexualized. Like, that's cool that a chick's in a jumpsuit. You know, because like it's, you know, you could find women could find power in their sexiness for sure. But to see that they don't have to, that's fucking cool. Right. Like that is like, I hope I have a little girl and she's looking at Ray going, oh my God, that's awesome. Equally as so as she's staring at Black Widow going, oh my God, that's awesome. Right. Like, you know, having role models is important. And, yeah, it's important. And I love y'all. And I hope I did something for you here during this long rant. I think I did. I think I nailed it. Honestly, I think I could do these. I think we could start doing AMAs. I don't know. I'm hyper. It's 1:45 now. So maybe this is the witching hour of ideas. You know what it is? You know what I'm not good at? Goodbyes. And that's where I'm going to end y'all. So next week, we're going to start doing our MCU watch. If you're a patron, just a dollar or above, you get to an extra show. We're going to do, I think we called it the entertainment room, where it's Kyle and I, we sit down whenever there's a cool thing we talk about said cool thing. So right now it's WandaVision. Afterwards, it'll be Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And we even debated, we don't know yet, if we're going to also do Zack Snyder. I almost said Joss Whedon. Jesus Christ. That also awful human being. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Because that's a four-hour thing. And so we're like, maybe break it up into four parts. Also, if you're wondering about The Road to Greatness, don't worry. It's coming back. We are going to be doing a Road to Greatness on PS Now this month. And then next month, we're going to do a Yakuza Road to Greatness. And alongside that, since 2021 seems like it's going to be a pretty, let's be honest, blank year, we're going to go through the backlog on PlayStation Now. We're going to discover games that we wouldn't have played otherwise, and you get to vote what that game's going to be. So we're going to have six choices. You get to pick each and every month what game you want us to cover. I think it sounds cool. So if you like that idea, stay tuned for that. I love y'all. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep treating people right. And keep playing PlayStation. Love y'all.